During a study session this summer, the Champaign City Council lifted the city's ban on hens.
Tonight's study session, we have two items on the agenda, that being urban hens and pedestrians. So perhaps we will not find out why the chicken crossed the road, but will it be able to?
Well, yes, a chicken will be able to cross, at least in a person's backyard. Now the city needs to draft rules for backyard chickens, and it doesn't have to look far to see how other communities do it.
Chickens! Chick, chick, chick! You want a tomato?
It's feeding time for Jill Miller's chickens in Urbana. She raises them for the eggs in her backyard, and she says she's grown attached to her birds.
Blair is the smartest one. Tootie is like the sweet one. And Natalie is bossy.
I mean, they're beautiful. But, you know, I like them on the farm, on the grill, or in the pot.
That's Urbana resident Carl Sheps. He lives about a mile from Miller. His next-door neighbor is raising hens, and he says he's put up with odor problems and birds winding up in the middle of the street or in his yard. All this, he says, has hurt the value of his home. As we talk, Sheps looks over the fence to his neighbor's yard, and a hen walks across the grass.
So you can see what the yard looks like, a real mess, and it smells.
Back in Champaign, Martin Walski says backyard chickens are the next logical step in urban agriculture. Walski and his wife grew about 300 pounds of produce last year. He hopes the Champaign ordinance allows them to use chicken manure in their compost pile. He also wants to put the birds to work.
When we're out doing work in the garden, we'll be able to put up fencing and have them just run through the raised beds so that they can actually be doing a light tilling of it, eating up the weed seeds that already had landed, catching the little bits of insects that are starting to come up. And so they'll actually help us with the gardening.
But before that can happen, the city has to come up with the rules. Champaign City Planner Lacey Rains Lowe is working with officials and other city departments to draft the ordinance. They're studying backyard chicken rules in cities like Urbana, Madison, and Seattle. In crafting Champaign's policy, Lowe is looking at the number of hens allowed, whether to require permits, and the design of coops and fences that are predator-proof and meet zoning codes. She's also reviewing complaints from other communities.
Generally, those are related to noise, which goes back to not permitting roosters, and potential complaints about keeping the chickens contained.
The city of Urbana relies on an animal control officer when issues come up. Urbana Alderman Charlie Smythe says he hasn't heard many problems about backyard chickens. The city doesn't have one policy regulating them, but Smythe says it instead turns to other ordinances dealing with things like animal cruelty, odor, and noise.
Our noise ordinance has been beefed up through the year for other reasons. We don't need to have two variations of it or three variations of it when one, you know, you want to keep your code simple. But if you're starting out brand new, you know, you don't have a collection of ordinances, I could see trying to put a lot of things in one ordinance just to make sure you cover all your bases.
As Champaign drafts its ordinance, Lowe says the city wouldn't restrict certain types of hens. But unlike Urbana, it would definitely ban roosters. She also says it's important Champaign's rules aren't too much of a burden on chicken owners and city staff.
If you write it into the ordinance, is there going to be a staff person who can verify that or check on that?
Do you have a chicken PD?
Exactly. No, we do not. And I can tell you the police are not interested in becoming the chicken PD either. So we're really trying to strike a good balance.
Lowe says she doesn't know when a final ordinance will be released. Whatever the policy, some Champaign residents still may not be able to have chickens anyway, since certain subdivisions in the city don't allow the raising of poultry. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.